brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 10th day of March 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Congressman Ron Paul, joining us from the Hill, is scheduled to be on in the next hour. But when we do interviews with him from the Hill, it is notoriously fluid. He always ends up making it, but it might be at 11:30, it might be at 1:30 that he joins us, because when they're voting and committee hearings are going on, his first duty is to what's happening in Congress. And I have a host of important questions for Congressman Ron Paul on the economy and a lot more coming up. We also have Keith Bryan joining us from Ireland. We Are Change. I want to get their take on the two members of the British military that were shot dead two nights ago, and then a policeman shot dead by the, quote, real IRA and the provisional IRA, two supposed splinter groups. Over 75% of the shootings and terrorist bombings in Northern Ireland, Ireland, and in England have been confirmed, even in mainstream news, though after the reports first come out, the British government puts a D notice on them, not allowing the media to report on it any longer, that British intelligence, British MI5, MI6, and Special Air Services command the IRA and command the splinter IRA groups. They're not just infiltrating them. They command them, and that they order their subordinates, who many times discover they're working for British intelligence, to carry it out. And when they don't, British intelligence, working as the IRA, murders them. And the people of Ireland are desperately trying to get their sovereignty back. And they're trying to do it peacefully and having success. They've also successfully thrown off European Union membership. And so I would say a 90-plus percent chance or more that this is British intelligence carrying out these operations. But we will check in with the Emerald Isle and with the Irish coming up at the end of the show today. We also have Webster Tarpley joining us. Wrote an article called Obamavilles. There's more and more tent cities pop up around the country. We have Mr. Kane joining us, who runs trutham.com, a great way to put up little AM transmitters that go out 3 miles when you put them upright on top of your house, little antenna. And then you put up signs for 3 miles and can reach, in some areas, tens of thousands of people, and rural areas, hundreds. Very, very exciting. FCC, completely legal and lawful. This is the most powerful, lawful unit out there, but they know how to boost it with the antenna. Then you just plug it into the internet, stream this show, or whatever you like, or do your own show, or both. So that is coming up. We'll also talk to the fella from CheckpointUSA.com. They're now setting up 100-plus miles into the country border checkpoints, but they wave the illegal aliens through. They use it as an excuse to search citizens' cars. They say it's a constitution-free zone for 100-plus miles on the northern and southern border. More than two-thirds of our population lives on the coastal borders or on the contiguous borders with Canada and Mexico. And so this is being used to harass citizens. Just like the stimulus bill has a waiver so illegal aliens can be hired to get the money. it's just amazing. So those are some of the guests that are coming up today. Massive, important news straight ahead after this break. I will news blitz when we get back. Here's a nice headline. Canadian military units to undertake domestic security. Duties would include mass internment of citizens. That's in the mainstream news. After terror attack, mirroring militarization of law enforcement in the U.S. and Britain.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. Canadian military units to undertake domestic security. Same thing happening in the United States and England. But this article admits it's going to be control and cordon, lockdown. That their main mission is to not have casualties as they engage the people of Canada. All over the mainstream news of Canada right now. We are going in to total tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a drill. This is not an exercise. This is it. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order, we're going in. A key article by Kurt Nimmo up on InfoWars.com right now. Fight back against the banker onslaught with the Obama deception. And then he gets into the rollout of the Obamanoid zombies on the streets of America. Now that Obama 2.0, also known as Organizing for America, will be going door-to-door publicly with hundreds of thousands of preachers, they've now announced, to map out and identify support, that's a quote, to map out and identify support for the Bankster Scam 2.0, it's time to have plenty of copies of the Obama deception at hand for family, neighbors, and for the Obamatrons who show up at your doorstep in need of education. And folks, within 4 minutes of the film starting, we break the left-right paradigm. We go after George Bush, show him as a New World Order. Then they drop their left-right paradigm shield. We can instantly, if they watch this film, deprogram them. They can take the red pill. All we're offering is the truth, nothing more. The article continues, Obama is tooling up, or rather, his DNC and Wall Street handlers are, a massive campaign to enlist millions of mesmerized and brainwashed supporters to, quote, build support for the largest, most expensive, most audacious, and ultimately debilitating borrow-and-spend bill in the history of the world. That's right, they now want more banker takeovers. It is a banker dream come true, a scam designed to ensure your children and grandchildren are in hock to the international bankers for generations to come, and they all make it out of nothing, fiat currency. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped 53.4% since its high in October of 2007, and an unbelievable 31% since the inauguration of the new savior. Since Obama entered the White House, we have weathered a whopping $1.6 trillion loss in equity from a crippling concentration of the American economy by 6.2%. Unemployment jumped to 8.1% in February after increasing 7.1% in January and 5.9% in December. And that's their cook numbers. It's more like 20% and intensifying. And you got the working poor out there that make up the other folks. According to Mitch Stewart, director of Organizing for America, Obama's budget provides a bold blueprint for our country's future, a dismal future of third world status and humiliating servitude under the yoke of high-tech surveillance and control. Obama 2.0 zombies will take to the streets to sell you the horrendous prospect of trillions more in federal spending, taxes, and debt. All of it designed to destroy real wealth and usher in a brave new world of serfdom and servitude to the global elite under the fallacious "yes, we can" exterior. And the news media is going to point at these rent-a-mobs. They're going to point at these millions of Obaminoids going, "We are socialists. Give us money." And they'll say, "Well, the people want it." Won't matter if the poll shows that 1 out of 1,000 were for the banker takeover, or 95% were against the stimulus plan that was really a federalization plan. The media will just ignore all of that and say, the people love it. The people ask for it. And they're also billing it as socialism. Now, socialism is bad because it makes us dependent on the establishment, and they always use that to control us. But actually, the socialism phase is now ending. Getting everybody domesticated, that's how you domesticate wild hogs or horses. You feed them for a few months, then get them in a pen, close the pen when they come in to eat, and then really usually you grab the youngins. That's how you domesticate wolves is the best way, or horses, you get the colt, or you kill the adults and grab the piglets and make them stay with you for a while till they get trained. You put them in with other trained pigs, other trained horses, other trained cows. That is domesticated cows. That's what the state seizes, the children, and then most of them end up being government bureaucrats themselves. This is their own cult. They replicate themselves. But imagine the power of getting the Obama deception on high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com, burning copies of it, and nicely going to Obama meetings using their serviceusa.org website and going to the local group, being friendly, and saying, "Oh, yeah, Bush was terrible with all the lies and the wars and the warrantless wiretapping. Why is Obama continuing that? I saw this video that exposes George Bush," because it really does. "Will you tell me what you think about it?" Because they've always got local controllers. If you go in there and start saying he's New World Order global government, they'll kick you out of their little meeting. No, just go in and observe and hang out and talk. You are infiltrating for the Republic. You are the counter-revolutionary force. You are the restorationists. They're destroying the Republic. You are white blood cells going into the infections. You go into the infection. You act friendly as a T lymphocyte as you scan the enemy operation. You get intel, and then you go in and you deprogram. You deprogram. We must engage them at point-blank range, ladies and gentlemen, and you can do it. These are good people that believe that Obama is saving them from the horrible Bush agenda. They believe they're repudiating all of those horrors. They have no idea they're being set up. But some of them are starting to wake up to that fact. And when the Obamanoids come to your door, but I wouldn't wait for them to come to the door. I would go out to them. Time is too short. Everything the enemy has miscalculated, they have bet everything they've got on Obama. And they are going to fail if you take action, if you set yourself in motion. It's over. I will tell you right now that coming up Sunday night, the Obama deception is going to launch at PrisonPlanet.tv at 6 p.m. Central when I end the abbreviated two-hour Sunday show, the final edition. There's going to be a DivX format, which with a point and click, you can burn to DVDs and disc, and it is, I'd say, 90% of the quality of a high-quality DVD. It looks like old-fashioned broadcast TV, you know, for like a year ago before they went digital. It looks good. It looks so good the way we encoded it. It is in high def. It's shot in high def, but you have to downgrade it to put it on DVD. But the way we've learned how to compress, we actually got a consultant on this for Truth Rising, and now we know how to do it. It looks like high def. I mean, it's just so crisp and clear on the DVD, and that does support us. That's the seed money for us to operate. I hope you'll order the DVD at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But it'll take a few days to get these, you know, shipping out coming up next Monday. Do not wait. If you don't know how to point and click and burn the DivX copy or the Windows copy or the QuickTime copies or the Flash copies of disk, you get your tech-savvy brother or sister or son or mother or neighbor over, and let me tell you, you pop those DVDs in there, you pop those discs in there, and you start burning DivX. About half of the new DVD players that have been sold the last few years are DivX. They play regular DVDs and DivX. And you just go out there, and I'm telling you, folks, you buy a couple hundred copies of disc and DVDs, very inexpensive, and I want you to burn. And every one of them is an info hand grenade. You throw the hand grenade into a group of Obama supporters in the info war to the truth bomb. It blows up with red pills shower, blast through them, and they wake up and realize they're being conned. It is a war. This is a weapon. The weapon drops 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. What is that? Midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. The weapon system has been prepared. The weapon system has been forged and carved out of truth. It is a powerful weapon to be plunged into the lie's heart, ladies and gentlemen. The info war. Countdown has begun. This is a weapon of truth and enlightenment. The info war. The info war. The info war starts with you. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready at prisonplanet.tv. Get ready for the launch of the Obama deception. Incidentally, we have multiple computers around the country and in Austin, Texas, with it already loaded into them, ready to jam it into the file-sharing networks, Google Video and YouTube. We will not be stopped in bringing this information out. We've been getting a lot of threats and a lot of chicanery going on. The enemy knows this is going to be powerful, and I will tell them now, this film is going out. We trust in God, and we know it's going to make it out. We know it's going to get it out. I'm tempted just to slam it in high gear and release it right now. In fact, I may just release it. I may release it right now. Because this sucker is going to blast the New World Order big time. And I want you, when it goes up on Google and YouTube, I want you to get it, and I want you to put it on every MySpace account, every Facebook account. I want it to every email list over and over again. I want it to be posted on every message board and forum out there. I want it to immediately go mega viral supernova. And then when these zombies come to your door, I want you to have DivX copies ready for them. And I want you to tell them, this is the red pill. You know, the Matrix? All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. You've been betrayed. Bush and Obama are evil. Do you truly want to fix things? Do you truly want real change? Here's the red pill. And then just shut the door. Countdown. Countdown. In fact, that's it. We're launching early. I can't control myself. You know what? I mean, in a way, there's two schools of thought. Building up the momentum and then launching it on that date. I'll have to think about it. I have to think about it. It's just so much is going on. So much is happening. The enemy is moving so quick. I want to drop now. I'm over the target right now. Why not? Should we release it now? Bombs away in the info war? Or should we wait? Building up the momentum. Building up the big dynamos, the servos, the reactor core, as the huge generators power up to fire a devastating blow against the globalists.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Military tyranny. A coup d'etat has been launched. A corporate takeover is near completion. The people must be alerted to this fraud immediately, or they're going to go into the next phase. Total depression, total implosion by design to cause worldwide rioting and bring in a world government. They'll then turn the economy on for a time to sell everybody that globalism is the answer, and then they will clamp down even stronger after that, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back against the banker onslaught with the Obama deception. Order your DVDs now at InfoWars.com and get ready for the release coming up this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're having an intense debate about launching it Friday. I will tell you that right now. I normally do launch things about 12 hours early, and then we don't announce it. It's a beta test to make sure everything's working, but we have so many CDNs and backup servers and systems out there, but get ready at PrisonPlanet.tv. Why am I so hyped up, folks? Because things are getting absolutely crazy right now. Look at this story. This is from PrisonPlanet.com, and it is hyperlinked to all the mainstream news backing up the claims we make here. In fact, most of this article is simply quotes from the mainstream news. Now, listen to this carefully. Glenn Beck says he doesn't know if the FEMA camps are real. Listen to this. Canadian military units to undertake domestic security. Duties would include mass internment of citizens after terrorist attack, mirroring militarization of law enforcement in U.S. and Britain. The Canadian military is reorganizing its priorities to suit a post-9/11 world. By creating reservist units for each area of the country that would be tasked with providing domestic security, that's a quote, and involves such roles as the mass internment of citizens in the event of a terrorist attack. And when you read their Army War College, and our Army War College, they say it's for the American people to fight us. The Canadian military has embarked on a wide-ranging plan to turn its reserve soldiers into force units trained and equipped to respond to nightmarish array of domestic threats, reports the National Post. Same thing's been announced by the Pentagon under NORTHCOM. The remodeling of the reservist will see the development of specialist units in four of the military's regional divisions, Atlantic, Quebec, Ontario, and the West. We're broken into 10 FEMA regions here in the United States. This is an open announcement that Canada has been subdivided into military units that will be policed by military reserves who will take a, quote, dominant role in domestic operations in the future, according to the article. Of course, the necessity of the change is dressed up using the notion of troops helping people in the event of earthquakes, floods, and nuclear accidents. But we also learn from one of the duties that the reservists would potentially undertake would be mass internment of citizens in camps or quarantine zones after a biological terror attack. We are training to establish a perimeter. What was the Ohio Guard doing, wanting to go door-to-door to search people's houses and cupboards, remember? Cordon and perimeter. We are training to establish a perimeter, said Brigadier General John Collin. Do I see a scenario when we might be obliged to keep people in? Probably. Oh, probably. Let me read what the Brigadier General said. Do I see a scenario when we might be obliged to keep people in? Probably. Close quote. You need to be trained to be able to make sure that you don't become a casualty in the process of doing security. That's another quote. They don't want to be a casualty when they're dealing with the Canadian people. We are trying to establish perimeter. In light of that comment, it is interesting to note that according to the report, Brigadier General Collin, who has served in Bosnia and Afghanistan, has also been a special advisor to the Chief of the Defense Staff of Homeland Security Issues. Other roles for the military reservists would be to undertake law enforcement and other security duties for domestic events such as the 2010 Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver and the 2010 G8 Summit of World Leaders in Huntsville. The story dovetails with a report out of Ontario where authorities, and that's mainstream news, are considering using, and then you read the article already doing it, using troops from local army bases to patrol bar areas on weekends in a supposed attempt to prevent rowdiness. Just like the Marines are here running DWI checkpoints, breaking the ice, conditioning you, PR. We'll come back, finish up with this and a lot more. Vital economic news. Vital news on Iran and the military. It's all coming up. Ron Paul and others. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the front lines of the InfoWar as we crash through the lies and disinformation, as we wage war on corruption. Crossing to have a war. They publicly funded Fidel Castro. They want to wreck society so they can consolidate. They hate our republic. They hate the United States. And they must be defeated. Your children have no future if you don't rise to the occasion and engage the new world order. This is it. No more time to suck your thumbs or screw around. It's now time to take action. Because there's a woman in the night.
Woman in the night with a baby in her hand. There's a no street light near a garbage can. And now she puts a kiss.
military protect the poppies in Afghanistan and ship it into our country? How dare them ship in cocaine and make it cool through Hollywood? How dare them try to put our children on Ritalin and Prozac? How dare them kidnap over a million children a year outside the court system through CPS? How dare them inject the public with their deadly vaccines, killing and maiming millions? How dare the globalists carry out their disgusting, totally wicked eugenics program? And how dare us not fight harder? How dare the people not resist in this one life to live when we're faced 1 inch away from our noses with pure wickedness? How could any of you deny what we're seeing? How could any of you not rise to the challenge? How could any of you not fulfill your destinies? Take it in your hands. Be what you were meant to be. Yeah, the machine gun hand. We are back live. We are defending the free world in its darkest hour. The United States and every other free nation cannot fall from without. They must fall from within. So the battle for the Republic is within. And it is to each of you out there to be part of history on the side of good and to come in and be part of the big win against the New World Order. Intellectually, the police and military want to join us and are joining us. And in their heart and soul, they know we're right and they want to join us. They are pulled towards the light. They don't like the dark, but through peer pressure and conditioning, they have been made to accept it. Money doesn't matter. Power doesn't matter. Trinkets and status don't matter. Liberty and justice and honor and duty and everything decent and wholesome is what matters, and it must be paid for. It doesn't come free. It doesn't come cheap. But the truth is, you will not be fulfilled until you are fighting evil. You were meant, when God formed you in your mother's womb, He knew you. And you were meant from the foundations of the earth. The Creator of the universe knew you and loved you and gave you free will. And the God of this world wants to ensure that you don't get a chance to take part in the great things of life and the great mysteries, and that you not grow, and that you not go through tribulation, that you be weak and sit on the sidelines so that you can fall and be engulfed and be overtaken by evil. Continuing with the news blitz here as we have Ron Paul coming up and others. It is being reported, by the way, in the Irish newspapers that just as last week the cricket team got machine gunned, and police just a few feet away stood down and weren't even scared of the shooters, clearly knew them, the body language is there from multiple surveillance cameras, and walked away. Walked away, taking their time. It's now being reported in the Australian, in the Metro News of the UK, London Guardian. It's being reported in the Belfast Telegraph. It's being reported in the Sunday Mail. Headline, armed guards stood by as British soldiers shot at Northern Ireland base. Another headline, guards stood by as soldiers murdered. Always the same MO. We're now getting intel that was probably a drill going on at the time. That way, if the terrorists were caught, MI5, MI6, they say yes. They could say it was just part of a drill. Remember what was in the London Guardian and BBC? They had to admit they were caught in Basra. It's in my film Terror Storm. This happened 3.5 years ago, dressed up like Arabs, running around shooting and killing Iraqi police and at U.S. and British troops. They were caught. They were put in the jail cell. British forces then struck their own provisional police and went in and removed them. but not before the photos of them with the fake beards were put out, and it was admitted they were staging terrorist attacks. They don't want the people of Northern and Southern Ireland living in peace. They want the fighting to continue. It's been documented that more than 75% of the leadership of the different IRA subgroups were commanded by MI5, MI6, British SAS. We've had former SAS commandos on the show. We've interviewed people that were killed after they were on the show. That's right. People die. Again, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. People ask how I can be so intense, or why I don't talk about cooking recipes, and why I don't talk about barbecuing tricks. Because I, ladies and gentlemen, have put myself in the center of the arena. I am committed, and it feels good, because this is where I'm meant to be. This is what I was born to do. And there are those of you out there much stronger, much more intelligent, much harder working than I, that could blow away all of my work. And I want you to. I want you to realize that you don't believe you have power, but you do have power. The leaders we need to defeat this system are out there everywhere right now. So get past your fear and join the battle for the Republic. Join in the defense of the planet against the New World Order. So that is coming up later in the show. One police officer shot dead, two members of the military. Clearly a staged event. It was an inside job, just like it always is. And while you were sleeping, this little island disappeared. While you were looking the other way, they took your right to own your own ideas. And it's an inside job. Meanwhile, Canadian military units prepare to put their citizens in FEMA camps and for the military to patrol the streets of Canada, openly being announced, as it's openly being announced in every other Western nation, being overtaken by the private banking syndicate, the criminals. You know, I began plugging the Obama deception, its explosive release coming up this weekend. And I didn't even give out the toll-free number, I believe. I hope everybody will call and order the DVD now at 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I want you to get the DVD, and I want you to make copies of it and get it out to everyone you know. And when these Obama zombies come to your door promoting their New World Order, which they're now launching them to do, you can give them the Obama deception, which is a red pill to get them out of the matrix. It is a rope, a ladder to help them get out of the muck of mind control and bondage that they're in. Finishing up with this article. The story dovetails with a report out of Ontario where authorities are considering using troops, and then it admits in the article they're already doing it, for the local army base to patrol bar areas on weekends. You're for stopping drunks, are you? See, same thing being done in the U.S. The Marines are here at the checkpoints to stop drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? We got to do something about the drunks. Meanwhile, they admit, oh, and by the way, we want to put you in FEMA camps. We're just getting you ready. Using troops from the local army base to patrol bar areas on weekends in supposed attempt to prevent rowdiness. Mention is also made of scenarios that might require a form of constabulary or policing function for reserves in civilian containment and security. Civilian containment. Containment of your cities. FEMA camps. The Warsaw Ghetto. It is here. They are announcing it because they're preparing to launch. They are considering pulling the trigger. And you're not going to hear this radio show anymore. It could come any day, any week, any month, any year. Every time we have victories and back them off, our enemies crow and cackle and say, where is the martial law, as they openly put troops on the streets and build the camps. Understand this is an ongoing battle, ladies and gentlemen. We back them off on the North American Union, Security Prosperity Partnership, NAFTA Superhighways, Trans-Texas Corridor, and of course they come back and rename it and continue it. And then we go back and expose how they're liars. And then they come back again with more lies, and we expose them again. We fight them, and 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 we never surrender. We never give up. We stand up in a bold fashion against these criminals. And we expose their criminal operations to the fullest extent. And I love the idea of the guy with the Alex Jones 2012 website, I forget the exact address, who's saying, you know, mail terror storm and Endgame and Obama deception when it comes out to all the National Guard who are now Northcom. I mean, if you know somebody in the National Guard, that is a jewel in the fight against the New World Order. That is. You ought to be fighting with yourselves, you know, stumbling over each other, trying to get to the military to wake them up and to inform them. And you're going to find they're already freaked out. They already know, many of them. Because if we can reach the police and military, the bankers will back off and they will turn the economy back on. They're the ones bad-mouthing the economy. They're the ones that cut off liquidity. They're the ones bragging how they engineered this. They're not ever going to turn the economy back on until we have them arrested for treason and criminal racketeering. You understand that? The only solution is the Republic rising and arresting these criminals. I am boldly calling for their arrest. And boy, I can feel the sword of Damocles come closer to my neck when I do that, but it doesn't matter. I have committed to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, and to never surrender. Like Winston Churchill said, we shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight. We shall fight in the hills. We shall fight in the valleys. We shall fight with growing strength and confidence on the internet. We shall fight in the churches. We shall fight for the minds of free humans everywhere. And we shall never surrender. In fact, I want to come in with that in the next segment. I think I sent it to you a year ago. I don't think I've ever heard it played, John. YouTube, Aces High. And I want it with the intro with Churchill when we come back in. Okay, buddy? Aces High. And we'll come in with that in the next segment. What an abomination this article is, to see what they're doing. Would reservists opposed to the use of military units for purposes of domestic law enforcement not show up, or would they just follow orders under the jurisdiction of a breakdown authority after biological attack or a mass rioting after total economic collapse? I'm not so confident that people who have been kicking down doors, abducting, torturing, and killing people in Afghanistan for 7 years under the justification that they are terrorists would be unwilling to do the same to Canadian citizens if they were drilled with the same propaganda. The militarization of law enforcement duties in the U.S., Canada, and Britain is accelerating at a pace never before seen. Yeah, it's at warp 10. Last week, it was revealed the British Army is on standby to deal with rioting in the U.K. streets as a result of economic crises, according to the newspaper report, which states that MI5 is targeting political activists who could help to create a summer of discontent. And then these very anarchist groups that they list, we've tracked them, they're feds, been proven to be feds. They'll have peaceful people out with baby strollers protesting. Feds will attack other police, just like they did this year in Denver, now Denver Post, police admit it, and they are going to savagely attack crowds. What are you going to do in the U.S.? We're not disarmed like they are in Australia and the U.K. Meanwhile, in the U.S., urban warfare training drills are taking place across the country as NORTHCOM announces that tens of thousands of active duty troops will be stationed inside the United States for domestic purposes. The U.S. Army War College in November released a white paper called Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Deployment Development. The report warned the military must be prepared for a violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse. They foresaw it. They triggered it. Purposeful domestic resistance, that's a quote, purposeful domestic resistance by the states. NORTHCOM is aimed at the governors. Pervasive public health emergencies or loss of functioning political and legal order. The widespread civil violence, the document said, would force the defense establishment to reorient priorities and extremes to defend basic domestic order and human security. I think this article needs to be read by more people. Canadian military to undertake domestic security, especially if you live in the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, under the Queen's control. And we are under the Queen's control. Obama, of course, will go kneel before her ahead of the globalist summit. An unprecedented act by a U.S. president. They're publicly knighting the last gaggle of crooks that left the Bush administration. The move is upon us. Military and financial dictatorship over our beloved republic. All of you that claim you swore an oath to defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic. There's no more time to live in denial. The facts are in your face. We were right about it all. We were only reading the globalist blueprints and white papers. I ask you now, which side are you on? Who do you stand with? Make the decision. Choose now.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Latin America, Africa. There are assassinations, killings, overthrows. It's all beginning across the planet. The New World Order is marching. They're pulling out all the stops. They're on the move. The attack is now. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of Winston Churchill, of course, who actually helped fund Hitler and the Milner Group and set it all up. But here he was rallying the British people during the Battle of Britain. Here it is.
Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own brief life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. So fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunless uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
The Empire. It's actually the Empire taking over right now, and whether you're American or British, it doesn't matter. We are being enslaved and completely bankrupted by the transnational banks right now, publicly. And they've now had Larry Summers crawl out from underneath a rock at the White House and say, we need trillions more for the bankers, and smile and snicker and rub his rat-like hands together. This is an economic takeover. Not some enemy coming across the sea. But to back up their corporate seizure, their hijacking of our free nations, they use NORTHCOM. They use their military forces to do it. But these military forces, their grandmothers, their fathers, their mothers, their cousins, their brothers, their neighbors, their communities are going to be enslaved by this, and they're going to lower our standard of living and bring in a high-tech Stasi-type state. So I say to those out there, I say to those who have sat on the fence about this, there's no more time for that. Now I know that I do radio interviews almost every day. I've had to cut back because I've been so busy. And these talk show hosts, many of them were people that would attack me in the past. And now they say, I guess you were right. What do we do? Because they realize they're not pet puppies. They're not part of the system. They realize that this is real. The New World Order is real. They are tyrannical. They are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. You know, it's scary to admit all this. It's scary to face all of this. It's scary to deal with the New World Order onslaught. But it's more frightening to just crawl in a hole and hope that the wolves pass you by. No, let's stand on our own hind legs and let's meet the challenge today. We can't wait any longer. So get the word out. Warn the people, go to every hill and mountain, let them know the time to defend the Republic is here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.